today. Today is Wednesday, August 20th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I couldn't find the volume button slider. My brain's not working. I'm not re-recording it. Screw it. Not re-recording it. It is... Of course, there's a commercial up. It's National Accessible Air Travel Day. As I'm recording this, Mark is in the air. He is over the Pacific Ocean on his way to Manila. He flew from San Francisco. He flew from here, and our airport is XNA, if anyone wants to look at that. Look that up. To Denver, and then Denver to San Francisco, and then San Francisco to Manila. And then he's going on a whirl. I mean, he has such a whirlwind trip. He gets there and then he leaves. I believe he leaves on, well, it's currently Thursday there, but I believe he leaves on Thursday or Friday in the Philippines to go to Boracay, which is a resort area in the Philippines. I don't know if it's its own island or if it's just an area. I could look it up, but I'm not going to look it up. And that's a high school friends trip. So he's meeting a lot of friends from high school, and they're just going to hang out in Boracay for a couple of days. And then after that, then he is actually renting a car and driving to his hometown and going to be with his parents. And then starting on Monday, he is going to be working from home from there, and he's going to be working Central Time. So he's going to be working at night. They're 13 or 14 hours ahead at the moment. And so I could ask, I haven't talked to Alice this week. I could ask Alice, although that's a very small thing to have to edit in her audio, but let's go ahead and do it. Hey, Alice, currently what is the difference between time between Arkansas and Manila, Philippines? She's having to think.
All right, got the answer. Right now, Manila is about 13 hours ahead of Arkansas. So if you're in Arkansas in the afternoon, it's already the next morning over in Manila. Time zones, always keeping us on our toes.
So there we go. Well, assuming she is correct, I will Google it as well. Just what time? Oh, I guess I have to. What time is it in Manila, Philippines right now? It is 2:52 a.m. Yeah, 13 hours. So there you go. All right. So going back to the weekend, I told you guys, and this is my personal journal podcast, so I'm trying to be as open as possible. Plus, and I don't want to bring anyone down, but I've been really mentally struggling. Every morning this week, I have been teary / cry-y for the first couple of hours of the morning. And so I've been taking my medication that's really for anxiety, but I've been taking it just to take the edge off so that I can actually do something. And I don't know exactly what's causing it. I don't know if I've just gotten to the stage of burnout where I can do nothing. Maybe I've just reached this stage. I'm not sure. And I'm laughing about it, but it's really uncomfortable. And I'm just doing my best to try to keep doing my job and do a good job, because I want to do a good job at work. I really do. Like, I want to do a good job and I want people to be pleased with my work. and I want to get things done, but it's just become such a struggle. A struggle bus. And again, no one else's fault. Not even my fault. I think it's just a personality thing. Not quite suited for what I'm doing at the moment. And it's just gotten worse and worse and worse over the past 3 or 4 years, you know. But all that being said, we did have a weekend, which are always much better. And this weekend, like I said, I went and got a haircut. And I've been doing a fade on the side. When I say I'm doing more modern, I've been doing a fade on the sides, which is kind of popular right now, and then a little bit longer on the top, like I always do. So the only real difference is the fade on the side, and then leaving it a little bit longer on the top and in the back, but not long, like not hanging down, not like a mullet, but just faded. And then, you know, it's hard to describe. And by the time I see Daniel, because when I see Daniel, it's going to be a week before my haircut. So, and my hair grows really fast, the hair that I have left. So he probably won't see the style at all because it'll already be grown back. But anyway, so that's what I mean. So I got a haircut, and this is what I kind of had to end on. We're on our way back. Mark's drives a Buick Encore. And he picked it when, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, when he totaled his Nissan Altima, which he loved. He loved his Altima. But he was looking for something that was in his price range. You know, he could afford the payments, et cetera, et cetera. And I told him, well, you should normally get used, is my opinion, because my stepfather raised me that, you know, when you get a new car, you lose so much value immediately when you drive off the lot that it's better to get a car that's like a year old or something like that, because the first buyer already took that loss, right? So he found this Buick. It was a really good price, and it was a little tiny, it's a little tiny SUV. It can't really even classify as an SUV. But it's got more room than my car, so at least we can use it to haul some stuff. But he has had so many problems with it. Something called a turbo that I don't even know what it is went out. He's had just all kinds of issues. Well, this time it overheated. So luckily we have AAA, and so called AAA. We had to wait on the side of the road for about an hour, maybe 45 minutes. For someone to come pick us up. Then we had to ride in the tow truck for 40 minutes to get home. And then the next day, Mark had it towed to Firestone because he wanted to get it fixed before he left for his trip. But we used AAA for both of those. So we're getting our money's worth on AAA at the moment. So I think I'm going to keep, even though I have roadside assistance on my auto policy, or we have it on our auto policy, I don't think it covers it when your car breaks down. I think it's only covered when you're in an accident, but I could be wrong. It's been quite a while since I was an insurance adjuster, so things could have changed or I could have forgotten, but I was like, AAA, we pay for it. Let's go ahead and use it. And we had good luck. Both of them. The second day, I didn't even call them. They have an artificial intelligence app that you can just talk to. And so I talked to this chatbot and was able to schedule the whole thing pretty seamlessly, actually. And on Sunday, it was my birthday. I didn't really share this with Mark because I didn't want him to feel bad that I was having a bad birthday, but I just felt depressed. I think because he was going out of town. I do enjoy alone time. Because as we know, I'm a people pleaser, and when I'm alone, I don't have to think about anyone else other than myself. So it kind of frees me up a little bit. But the thing is, he and I have been together for so long, and he's part of my routine, and I love him, and it was just bumming me out that he was going to be gone, or that he is going to be gone. So now, last night, I was just puttering around the house. If anybody wants to raid World of Warcraft at night, I don't even play World of Warcraft, but now I'm thinking I've got to find something to do at night to keep my brain occupied when I'm not working, because while he's out, because otherwise, like, I don't even have any TV shows right now. I'm out of TV shows, and so I just have basically YouTube or a book or something, and it's just Sydney and I puttering around this house. So I just basically sat on the couch all day on my birthday. We went to Bonefish. Bonefish was great. I had chicken marsala with mashed potatoes and the bread. And I had a pomegranate martini, which did not have the frozen grapes this time. I don't know what happened, but it still tasted really good. It tastes like Kool-Aid. So good. And then I spent the afternoon relaxing while Mark packed for his trip. Was pretty much it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. By the way, Tony, I saw your message and I forgot to read it. My birthday was Sunday. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.